familiar to me.
Amen, amen. And all of God's people can say amen, amen. Because he is a wonderful Savior to me. God has blessed us not because of, but in spite of ourselves, and because of the love of God and the grace of God, the mercy of God. Remember this morning and to lift up our voices in praise and thanksgiving to the great God of heaven. Somebody ought to say, Brother Bensel, praise the Lord. God is good. We're thankful for each person that has come, and our prayer is that our coming together will always be for good. Those of you who are visiting among us, we count it a great joy that you have come our way this morning, and we don't want you to leave before we have a chance to shake your hand and to invite you to come and be with us as often as you possibly can. And our elders will acknowledge those who are among us as visitors at the appropriate time during the service. For those of you who are coming to us this morning by way of television, we thank God that you have paused the dial for just a few moments. And we pray that you will study with us this morning, that we might find something in the Word of God, that you might continue to tune us in. And we certainly look forward to the day when we can have you come and sit and assemble with us, with the saints that meet here at the corner of Stonewall and Waco. So please, please put that on your calendar of events to come and to study with us at this local congregation, the body of Christ. This morning, our lesson is going to come from the book of Matthew. It's going to start off in the book of Matthew. And when we give titles to lesson, I was a little bit challenged because I actually have three lessons this morning. And the lesson that I titled, I gave it Three Ladies, Three Lessons. And time permitting, I'd like to look at all three of them. One of them is the strange woman. Second lesson is the sinner woman. And the third lesson is the thirsty woman. And all of these are in the Word of God. And we'd invite you to start with us in Matthew, the 15th chapter. We want to be mindful of those who are a part of our preaching ministry. And Brother Gary has taken a group and they have gone together up to Louisiana. And they are doing a great work up in Louisiana, working with the Lafayette Church of Christ up there. And I believe the schedule will require that they return this evening, this afternoon. So please keep them in your prayers for travel grace. And again, meet with us in Matthew, the 15th chapter. Matthew 15 and verse number 22. And we'll take a look at the strange woman. The Bible says in Matthew 15, 22, "And behold, a woman of Canaan came, and out of the same coast cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil." Verse 23, "But he answered her not a word." This is the strange woman. Strange from the standpoint that she is not a part of the covenant of Israel. She is not a member of the family of God. But as Jesus has been traveling about, doing nothing but good, healing the sick and raising the dead and casting out demons, the fame of Jesus went abroad. Is it all right for folk to hear what Jesus has done for us in our lives? When we tell people what Jesus has done for me and how he has helped me, it's not just for folk that are already part of the family of God. Other folk can hear about Jesus. And when Jesus was passing through the coast up north of Jerusalem, he's traveling around Tyre and Sidon, and he's going along, and as he's going along, this woman who has heard something about Jesus, she is coming after Jesus. And here's where the words become really pretty important. In Matthew chapter 15 and verse number 22, that first word is, "And behold." I've said before that the Bible is telling us all the time there are some things here through the language that we need to wake up and pay attention to, listen to, look at real closely, if you will. And when you see those words, lo and behold, or either lo or behold, it's saying, wake up now, pay attention. So y'all tell, you know, elbow people, wake up, pay attention. Go ahead. This is participation part. Some wake up, pay attention now. Let me describe this. It's kind of like, this word means kind of like in Houston, we have these things that are in the street that are not supposed to be in the street, and you run over and you hit them. Sometimes they call them potholes. But you're riding down the street and it's all smooth and nice and everything is good. You don't even pay attention, do you? But let you come up to a pothole. And if you see it in time, you say, whoa, wait a minute. Well, when you see lo, or when you see behold, the Bible is saying, wait a minute, something's different here. We're coming to a bump in the road, a pothole. If you're something's different here, pay attention. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out, not a member of the family of God. And she's crying to Jesus, have mercy on me. My daughter is vexed with a demon. Jesus, can you help me? Anybody need help from God this morning? Anybody visiting with us this morning need help from God? Anybody coming to us by way of do you need help from God? God can help us. Great lesson that we're going to see here. Great lesson that Jesus is going to teach, because he does not answer a word. And what did the church folk do? The disciples, I mean. What do the members of the family of God do? This woman keeping up all this commotion, crying after Jesus. His disciples came and begged him, besought him, saying, send her away. Lord, we don't need this woman crying after us. Send her away. She crieth after her. Did Jesus hear the woman? Bible says in John chapter 9 and verse number 31. Now we know that God heareth not sinners. But if any man be a worshiper of him and doeth his will, him he heareth. That's the King James translation. It doesn't mean that Jesus did not literally hear the request of the woman. But what it's saying is that God does not have to acknowledge the request of folk that are not children of God. God is saying there is privilege in being a member of the family of God. Yes, we have a distinction. We're different. But you know what? God is God all by himself. And God ain't never asked me for permission to do anything. All of us need to be aware of that. God has not asked any of us for permission to be God, to do what God wants to do. And Jesus is God manifest. And Jesus hears the woman. The Bible says in Proverbs 15 and 3, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. It's not that Jesus didn't hear, but God manifest is going to show us something. He's going to teach us something. She came, the Bible says, and worshiped him. Look at Matthew 15 and verse number 25. The Bible says, then came she and worshiped him, saying, Lord, help me. Boy, I tell you, isn't it good to know that we need help from God? And this woman recognized that she needed help from God. And she came and she worshiped Jesus. We have folk that come and worship among us. You are not yet a member of the family of God. And don't get that confused. We are happy and thankful that God has sent you our way. But I'm telling you that you have a privilege being a member of the family of God that you don't have until you come into the fold of God. But this woman, she's persistent, and she's going to show us what great faith means. Sometimes folk that are not even members of the family of God seem like they have more faith. Lord, have mercy. Can we trust God with our problems? Can we call upon the Lord in the midst of our distresses? This woman is worshiping God. You know, it's really interesting to me how often we do have people who come among us and are here for a long time, and we think they're members, and they're not even members. But the Bible teaches us that God knows them that are his. It's not a confusion on God's part. My mind is running back a long time ago when I was here the first time. as a member of this local congregation. One morning or one afternoon, I don't remember which it was, but one of the men got up to be baptized, and I said, wait a minute. He must be getting baptized again. I went up and told to him, Brother Wardell Flim. Y'all remember Brother Flim? You know, and Wardell had been coming, like, he had been, when the doors were open, he was here. And he got up one day and came down to be baptized, and I said, you're getting baptized again? He said, no, I never been. It's like, wait, you've been here 10, 15 years. Sometimes folk assemble with us so often, we forget who they are. But listen, membership has its privileges, and certainly there's a blessing for those who come to worship God with us, but she is not a member of the house of God. People who come among us receive physical and material blessings. But the Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse number 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with what kind of blessings? All, what kind? Spiritual blessings. Where are they? In heavenly places. Where? In Christ. You might get the material blessings and the benefit of fellowship in terms of us being here together, but fellowship with God is predicated upon being a member of the family of God. You have to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ in the Christian dispensation. Amen. Membership, I'm not talking about American Express now, membership has its privileges. Spiritual blessings. I'm talking about having the Holy Spirit of God and be a part of the commonwealth of the people of God. Citizenship in heaven. It comes through obedience to the gospel of Christ. Now Jesus is going to use this lady to show us what it means to have faith in and to trust God. In Matthew chapter 15 and verse number 27, the Bible says, and she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Jesus finally answered her. He told her, look, wait a minute. Let me tell you, it's not meat to take the children's bread and to give it to the dogs. Now, wait a minute. Hold on. Did Jesus call that woman a dog? You can hear some people now going like, oh no, he didn't. Oh, no. Do you need help from Jesus? Huh? Now, some folk get all kind of attitude. It's like, I know he didn't call me no dog up in here. He must not know who he's talking to. But this woman, she doesn't even make a comment about it. And what she does, Jesus, I might be a dog. I might not be a member of the household of God. I'm not a member of the family of God. But Jesus, the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. And Jesus said, oh, woman, great is thy faith. Because of her persistence and continuing to call upon God. And then Jesus shows that great faith has merit. But listen, all spiritual blessings are in Christ Jesus. Behold, Lord have mercy. Something's different here. Amazing here. This is an amazing thing. A woman of great faith who continues to call upon God. And listen, if the children of God, those of us who've obeyed the gospel of Christ, learn to call upon the name of our great God through his son, Jesus Christ, how much more, how many more blessings can God give us? Certainly we have spiritual blessings, but God can help me with my problems in my household. Did you know that? God can help me with my marriage. God can help me with my job. God can help me with my children. God can help me with the church folks. Amen. You put your list there. You see, whatever you're facing, God can help us, brother. I got to move on to the next lady. Lord, have mercy. It's like I can't take that much time for each one. The sinner woman. In Luke chapter 7. And verse number 36, one of the Pharisees, Simon, had taken Jesus home for dinner. Can Jesus go home for dinner with us? Well, I tell you, when Jesus comes to your house, is your house open and able to receive folk that didn't even get invited to you? What happens if somebody show up on your doorstep? Now, I'm a country boy. My wife been trying to help civilize and educate me. Because in the country, back in the day when I was growing up, everybody didn't even have a telephone. And what would happen is that we would just show up on folk doorstep. It's amazing how often that happened around dinner time. Oh, y'all getting ready to eat? Jesus has been invited to Simon's home. And he's taken Jesus home for dinner. And Jesus went and sat down to meet. And Luke 7:37, the Bible says, and, behold, something's happening here. Wait, hold up, look out, y'all. And behold, Lord have mercy. Pay attention, something's about to happen. Something that we didn't expect, something that is out of the ordinary, a pothole in the middle of I-45 northbound. Lord have mercy. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's household, brought an alabaster box of ointment. Lord have mercy. Can a sinner come to our house? Everybody knows. How do everybody know what kind of person this is? Everybody knows that she is a sinner. And you know, sometimes we got to be careful the way we treat folk that come in among us as members of the family of God. Behold, look at a woman in the city which was a sinner, but she knew that Jesus was in the house. Brother, listen, sister, listen. If we keep the word out and keep publishing to the world and let folk know Jesus is in the house, we get to the point where we might have to tear the roof off of this house to let folk come in because Jesus can help. Is it all right for sinners to come to Jesus? Look, that's all of us. And here Jesus is going to teach us how not to be judgmental men and women in the kingdom of Christ. Everybody knows that she's a sinner and she's come to the house. What would our reaction be? You know, sometimes folk walk in here and they look a little bit different than us, don't they? Sometimes, listen, I'm going to tell you, because sometimes folk judge us by what we have on. You let a sister walk up in here and she's dressed. And her clothes are fitting real well. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Somebody say, I know all the men going to see her. I'm going to tell you what. All of the sisters I've seen her before the men ever looked. I'm telling you. You know, women dress oftentimes for other women. They're not dressing for the men because they want, all this kind of stuff. But I'm going to tell you, oh, Lord. This is that behold. Oh, did you see her? Did you see how she done walked up in here? I know she ain't gonna come up in here with that kind of dress on. Showing all of them parts. I'm coming to where we live now. Because sometimes in the house of God, folk, if we're not careful, we can become judgmental, and we don't want to judge the intent and the content of a person's heart. Can sinners come to the house of God? Can sinners come where Jesus is? This woman walked in, and everybody knew that she was a sinner. And the man that invited him, he saw Luke chapter 7. And verse number 39. Now when the Pharisee which had bidden him saw it, he spake within himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is. And, you know, Simon is thinking to himself, because this woman has come up to Jesus, and she's breaking an alabaster box of oil, and she's putting it on his feet after she's washing his feet with our tears and wiping his feet with our hair. And Simon's going, oh my God. Oh Lord, that's supposed to be a man of God. That's supposed to be Jesus. He can't be no prophet if he's going to let this woman do it. Listen, Jesus is going to teach us how not to judge and how to love. Amen. Look at this woman. In Luke chapter 7 and verse number 40. And Jesus answering said unto him, it's in the book, isn't it? It's still there. I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he saith, Master, say on. Simon, I got something to talk to you about. Master, say on. I want to hear what you got to say. Are you got your ears on? Are you listening? Do we have Luke chapter 7, verse number 41. Jesus goes on to tell him that there was a creditor who had two debtors. And one owed him 500 pence and the other 50. Now, a pence, again, comes back to what we would have for money for a day. And here it is. One owed him 500 and one owed him 50. And neither one of them could pay. Listen, the application here for us is that all of us have sin debt and nobody can pay it. One sin separates us eternally from God if it's not covered by the blood of the Lamb. So Jesus is saying, both of y'all are debtors. Do you get the message? But he's using an illustration because sometimes you can't come directly to somebody and tell them, look, you need just as much help as I do because one sin will cause you to miss it. So he's going to do a teaching here that Simon will get. Neither one of them could pay the debt. In verse number 42, and since they could not pay, he frankly forgave both. And he says, tell me therefore, which of them will love him the most? The one that owed 500 or the one that owed 50? Here's the point. Some folk think, oh, well, you know, I'm pretty good, you know. I pay my taxes, I wash my car, I cut the grass, I speak well to my wife or husband in the morning. All of my neighbors think that I'm such a wonderful person. And so we don't feel like sometimes if we're not careful that we need that much help. Guess what? You need help too. When Jesus came and he was teaching among those Pharisees and those Sadducees, and folk were looking down and condemning Jesus, and Jesus said, he came to call sinners to repentance. And he said that the doctors, the righteous, didn't, you know what? They were not righteous. He was trying to let them know you need help too. There's not a one. Is there anybody in here that doesn't need Jesus this morning? Stand up. Let us take a look at you. Amen. All of us need Jesus. And we don't have the right to look down on anybody that's striving to be with Jesus. Jesus says they could not pay. And then Simon said, well, I suppose the one that owed the most loved him. Simon says and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most. And he says, you got that right, buddy. Brother, when we know that we need Jesus, that's what we all got to come to in our lives. When we know that we need Jesus, when we know that our sins separate us from God. And brother, listen, when there's a brother or a sister or somebody that comes crying out, calling upon Lord, Lord, help me. Somebody pray for me. I need help from somebody. Don't you look down on that brother. Don't you dare look down on that sister, because we need Jesus too. Amen. Don't you dare look down on them. Don't you dare do it. And if you think that the clothes that they're wearing are not appropriate, you know what? Take them and get something out of your closet. It ain't the right size. Go to the store. You wanted to go anyway. Does that make sense to you? We need to learn how to help somebody, because God put us in the ministry of reconciliation. We're trying to reconcile men and women, boys and girls to God. In Luke chapter 7, get this, in verse number 47. I got to wind this one up, so I'm going to try to hit the next one. In Luke chapter 7, in verse number 47, the Bible says, wherefore I say unto thee, her sins which are many And somebody would just dwell on that right there. Oh, yeah, she had a whole lot of sin. Yeah, I saw her. Wait. Which sin do you not need forgiveness for? Her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. Brother, sister, listen. As long as we recognize that we need forgiveness for our sins, I don't care if it's one or they're innumerable, all of us need the forgiveness of God. And since God, through Christ Jesus, our Lord, forgives us with the blood that he shed on Calvary's cross, when we're baptized in water for the remission of sins, somebody, Brother Ben, can we say it again? Somebody ought to say, praise the Lord. God is good to us. And he said to her in verse 48, thy sins are forgiven. Don't you want to hear that from Jesus? Your sins, my brother, your sins, my sister, are forgiven. Our sins are forgiven in obedience to the word of God. Let's move on to Luke chapter 7. Let's go to John chapter 4. I got a couple other verses in Luke chapter 7, but let's go to John chapter 4. And we'll pick up at verse number 13. Now, we know this. We're very familiar with this. This is the woman of Samaria, and she was at the well. She came there while Jesus was sitting up on Jacob's well. And Jesus asked this woman of Samaria, hey, look, can you give a brother a drink of water? Okay, that's the paraphrase, y'all. And she's like, man, wait a minute. You are a Jew. Talking about racial tension. Yeah, they had racial tension in those days. Jesus, we saw her, saw him with a Canaanite woman. You know, oh, you're a dog. And now he is with a stranger woman, a thirsty woman. She's a half-breed woman. And she's like, Jews don't have nothing to do with us. How you going to ask me for a drink of water like that? What's wrong with you? Paraphrase, y'all. Paraphrase. Okay, you following on what's happening? And then he said, you know what? If you knew who I was or who I am... I have to apologize. I don't want to say who I was. Brother Philip did a great job on Wednesday night, didn't he? Teaching us again. And it's good to go through and study the word of God. Because every word of God is pure. Every word of God is pure. And listen, brother, listen, sister. Thank you, brother. It's like it's an amazing thing. Jesus is going to teach her about the living water. And I'll tell you, the living water is always analogous to the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit as well. There's another lesson there. We don't have time for it. But in John chapter 4 and verse number 13, Jesus answering and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. Anybody thirsty this morning? Who have any thirsty people here? Say, now some of you older people in my generation, you might not know that thirsty means something else too nowadays. Somebody, girl, he's so thirsty. I know y'all. Ask some of these young folk. They know what I just said. Oh, yeah. And this was a thirsty woman, too. Sometimes men are thirsty. Sometimes women are thirsty and thirsty people. And she says, look, in John 4 in verse number 14, Jesus says, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. And the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Is it in the book? I like to try to keep the book between me and folk because, look, I don't want you to think this is what Brother Wilkinson said. It's in the book. This is what the word says. Yes, yes. That would be if one of the brothers, he said, the Bible is right. Look, the word of God says that the word will spring up in you as a spring unto everlasting life. In John 4 and 15, she says, give me this water. Oh, I want some of that water. And then Jesus got into her beeswax. You know the story. I know you know this one. We all know it. And he said, okay, well, go call your husband And let's talk about this. And she said, oh, wait, you know, I ain't got no husband. And he said, you know what? You got it right. Y'all notice that you want to go there, don't you? He said, that's right when you say you ain't got no husband, because you done had five, and the one you got right now, that ain't even your husband. Now, Jesus didn't spend time majoring on the minor point. That's got to get corrected. And she said, oh, I see you're a prophet. You know some things, don't you? And she said, well, now, look, our fathers worship in this mountain. You sitting on Jacob's well right here. And, you know, we worship here. And y'all say that we ought to worship in Jerusalem. And what Jesus says, you know what? It does make a difference where you worship. Yes, but I'm going to tell you, the time is coming and now is when neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem, I'm telling you, folk are going to have to worship the Lord. How? In spirit. And in truth, you got to do it how God said do it, how and where he said do it. Assemble with the saints of God. Amen. Be obedient to the gospel of Christ. The ecclesia is the assembly, the called out body of believers. Amen. Lord, and this woman received the word of God. And she went and told everybody, come see a man told me all my business. And all of the Samaritans came out to hear Jesus. I'll tell you, you know what? When you obey the gospel of Christ, you ought to be worse than a person that used to smoke and done stop smoking. And you go and tell a lot of folks, you better stop, put that cigarette down. You know how folk that reformed smokers are, right? Now, I'm not messing with y'all that are still smoking. But you know how a reformed smoker is. I know how a reformed smoker is because I am a reformed smoker. It's like, well, brother, when you quit? You see stuff come up, folk, mind. I quit a long, long time ago. There's another story there. I thought I was going to teach my mom that you could stop smoking cigarettes, so I started smoking to prove to her you can't quit. Because I say, Mom, stop. See, she said, I can't quit. And I started smoking. I smoked for 3 years, and it's like, wait a minute. I was supposed to be teaching Mom... that you can quit. And then I put the cigarettes down and I didn't pick them back up. And Mama said, boy, you didn't smoke long enough. There's a whole nother story there. I don't have time to go there. I don't have time. I got to close this out. I got to close out. But come see. When Jesus makes a difference in our lives, don't we tell folk, come see? Jesus makes a difference. And this woman told the whole city. And then they came back to her and said, you know what? We came first because we were hearing what you said. But now we've heard the word of God ourselves. And now we believe for ourselves. Maybe there's someone here this morning that you can believe for yourself this morning. Yes, you know, some folk come in among us and they're strangers among us. They're not part of the family of God. All of us come in here as sinners, and we are some that have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. But Jesus died for our sins. He was buried. He got up out of the grave. And I'm telling you, he's standing, sitting on the right hand of God, and he's never going to die anymore. We ought to be a part of the family of God. It doesn't matter if you're the foreign woman. It doesn't matter if you're the foreign man. It doesn't matter if you're the sinner woman or the sinner man. It doesn't matter if you're the thirsty man or the thirsty woman. Jesus has the water of life. If you believe that Jesus died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. If you come and repent of sins, confess Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and then give your body to be baptized for the remission of sins, you can be a part of the family of God. As members of the family of God, we stumble, we fall, we make mistakes. We come back through confession, repentance, and prayer. Let us make our desires known as we stand and sing the song that has been selected.
I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight. Things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have allured my sight.